You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
Go Wednesday around 5:30. Jerry's percentages. Jerry's been a topic of discussion on this show a lot this week. Jerry picking up some shrapnel, right? Connor McDavid was kind of talking about it today. Like, hey, what's going on here? We want to play some best on best.
Whining, right? Complaining. Let's do it.
Even the best player in the world can whine and complain, right? We're not alone. McDavid does it. I think it's fine that we follow suit. All right, Jerry, let's hear what you have to say out of the gate here.
Jerry would like to apologize for throwing a wrench into your viewing habits last night. I know a lot of you losers wanted to watch the final of the WBC, but you just couldn't drag yourself away from Jerry's barn burner between the Buffalo Sabres and the Smashville Predators. Sorry, Shohei, no one gave a last night.
That's a bold statement, man. That was a good game. Nashville-Buffalo, that was a good game, I will admit.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, there were some big scores last night. Big games last night.
There was some drubbings. The one that shocked me the most last night was Florida getting dummied by Philly, man.
Yeah, they needed that one.
Wow,
they needed that 2 points.
So clutch.
Yeah, they needed those 2 points, and the Islanders got theirs. Pittsburgh wasn't playing, but Pittsburgh and Colorado tonight, that's not going to be easy.
No.
All right, let's get to the takes here. Jerry, what do you have for us?
Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, who reached out to Jerry for bar play tips, FYI, his next contract will be more than $500 million.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to say 20%. Listen. It's nice to talk pie in the sky, and we were talking about a billion an hour ago, but I think when it comes down to it, it's like someone might give the guy $480 million, and that's quite sufficient, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, the people aren't, like, as much as they might love the guy and think this is the best business decision and sport decision, bringing this guy aboard, it's still got to be within reason, and that doesn't even sound to be within reason, but it's 20%.
I'm higher on this because you got these rich owners that go, I'll put my hand up and do something crazy. If this guy goes to market and he's available to sign for whatever, you don't think there would be a bidding war and there would be some lunatic owner that has nothing but money and goes, I'll get you north of 500. I'll get you what you need. It might be, what is it, a 13-year term or 12-year term? Like, it might be the Bryce Harper type of length, but I'll get you the number you're looking for. To me, I'm high on this. I'm like 74%. I think he can get there.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about it yesterday. You look at what Verlander's doing right now. Verlander's 39, 40 years old. He's signing for $43 million a year, and his stuff is still electric. Ohtani's still in his late 20s. So if his arm is still intact 10 years from now, you could
Scherzer
still have.
Did it the year before.
And Scherzer's making 40 plus million. So I at a minimum, he's making 40 million a year. Minimum, he's making 40 million a year. That goes without saying. The question is, does Ohtani want to sign short term and come up again, or does he want to lock in the long term deal? And that's what stops me from going 100%, because I think if it's 10 years plus, then it's going to be 500 million. Like, if it's a 12 year deal at 45 million, he's over. Right, like, start doing the math. If he gets to that number over the course of 12, he's going to hit 500 sheets. I just I can't commit to that because he may sign a shorter term deal and just keep coming up and keep reloading and keep pushing the bar. So I'll say 80%. I'm just a bit above you, Noodles, but this guy is a unicorn. Like, he legitimately has the chance to be considered the greatest ball player of all time, the most unique athlete of all time.
Yeah.
Like, he is already
truly,
that.
And, yeah, he very well could be.
I don't know if his agent is Scott Boras, but he'll be wearing a hat. And
oh, yeah. CAA, I think he's with, which they're a power broker too, man. They ain't going to mess around. Like, Ohtani's getting paid, that is for sure. 500, we'll see. Buster Olney said on ESPN this morning, maybe it starts with a 6. So anything possible.
Everyone knows Connor McDavid is winning the Hart Trophy this season. But Jerry's locking in the guy who will finish second. And his name is Matthew Tkachuk.
Ooh.
Man, he's having an impact down in Florida. And if they get in...
Dude, he's the guy for them every night. Like, if they're I saw them down the other day, and it was like they needed... The guy scored 3 goals. He assisted on all 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm giving this 85% that he might be second. They got to get in, obviously.
Yep.
Does getting in affect the amount of second place?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah.
If they get in, I think that he's almost a lock for second place. Am I missing something? Is there someone else?
Well,
I mean, Rantanen. Yeah. Like, there's some pretty, like some teams that are.
Pasternak.
Pasternak. But think about this. Like, Colorado decimated top players injured. And Rantanen is, I think he's got
47 goals.
Sorry, 47. Like, if he ends up with 55 goals and he didn't, you know, like, they're a team. Now, they're coming. Like, they might end up first in the Central. Like, that's how they got a couple games in hand and they're coming. But, like, he's a guy that's not being talked about at all. Pasternak, obviously. I think there's a handful of guys that are fighting for 2.
Yep.
Tkachuk would be one of them, but I don't think it's a landslide for me. I think you're talking, you know, every guy's going to take 10-15%. There's no clear-cut 2 for me.
Well, obviously we know there is a clear-cut number 1. Like McDavid, it should be unanimous. You would think he'll get every single first-place vote. Anything's possible. But then you're looking at Draisaitl possibly getting love, which he should. I think Kucherov will get love, which he should. Pasternak, Jason Robertson's got a chance at getting some love as well. And yet I think it's 95% if Florida gets in. If Florida gets in, Tkachuk is dragging this team in. Like they were out by a significant margin. And teams have fallen back to them, Pittsburgh most notably. But this guy, like, Tkachuk's got 34 goals, 96 points. He's in on everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's wild how well he has played down there. And if they get in, it's going to be, you know, I saw someone use the Taylor Hall example in Jersey. And I think it is very similar, like, in terms of the numbers he's putting up, the impact he's having every night, and dragging them in. So I'm going to say... What did I say? 90%. I'll say 90% Tkachuk is number 2 in voting when all is said and done for the Hart.
Alex Ovechkin will score 40 goals in at least the next 2 seasons after this one.
Hit 40 again last night. 13 times in his career he's hit 40 plus.
24%.
Interesting.
So he's got to do it 2 more times after this one.
Yeah, next year and the year after that. The next 2 consecutive years, he hits 40 both times.
24%. I say he's a 35-goal scorer from here on in.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction. I just don't, Al's brother, I don't see it happening. And it's crazy to say a guy that's going to be the greatest goal scorer of all time.
I just don't see it happening.
Thank you, Al's brother.
Yeah, that's the conviction you're looking for.
I'm a little higher on this. The one thing that they've missed, and he's still got 40, is that John Carlson. Now that injury's scary.
Really scary.
Like a cracked skull, and can't remember what else I was reading about it, but like he runs their power play. Like that guy puts it on a tee. You get Backstrom and Carlson giving it. They're, you know, they may not be a playoff team, but their power play will still be dangerous, and he's a big part of that. I'm a little bit higher. I'm 38%.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to likely score 45 this year, give or take. It feels like we've been waiting for a decade for him to just slow down.
Right.
And he's a machine. He plays every single night, and he's still their guy. He's playing 2 minutes on the power play. No one has figured out how to stop that one-timer. They're not going to stop now. Like, where you, all of a sudden, you're going to defend it properly? The guy's been in the league for 18 years. I'm going to say 40%. I'm going to be right on the number. 40 goals for the next 2 years, 40%. Which, if he does that, that's I think that's actually a courageous number. And if he does that, that's worthy of a ceremony. All right, the 40 goal mark, that's a ceremony. I'll fly down to D.C. I'm sure he'd be willing to welcome me, and they put me front and center to be a part of that ceremony. 40%. What else do you have, Jerry?
Jerry's noticed that his boy Scotty Scheffler has been using some of my short game tips. And that's why Scotty is going to go back-to-back in at least one of the match play or the Masters.
Wow. Yeah, he won both last year.
Jerry's giving Scotty Scheffler short game tips.
Reportedly, you heard it from the horse's mouth, man. That's the number one player in the world getting short game tips from Jerry.
Oh, my God. With his thick-soled Skechers on the putting green.
Absolutely.
Back-to-back, I'm going to say...
just one of them. He's either the match play this weekend or the Masters in a couple of weeks.
Crazy to say in the golf world, but I think it's like 70% for that guy.
Really?
He finishes like T13, T7, and then he wins.
Yeah. He's in the mix all the time.
All the time. He's like top 10, sniffing around the lead, just loses, and then he wins. It's like he is on that kind of heater. It's going to be fascinating to see how long it lasts, because it seems like these guys go on a 2 or 3 year run, mm-hmm. and then it just kind of tails off. And it's not that they're never heard from again, but it's like Jordan Spieth. Remember when that guy was out of his mind?
That's what this guy's doing right now. He's doing what Spieth did effectively.
Yeah, he's out of his mind, and he's the guy to beat basically every time. So I'm going to say 70% he wins one of the two as back-to-back champs.
Mm. Well, I'm going to go with your guys' opinion, and I'll say right in that 78%, although I feel like there's other guys. Like, you know, the guy I want to keep my eye on is Fitzpatrick. I like
Fitzy him. Fitzy with the puffy pants?
Should have seen your boy today, though. He couldn't keep it on the earth today. He was awful.
Slashing it everywhere, man.
I like him.
I zoned in on him with the cross-handed pitch. He was about 40 yards out.
Dude, I saw something scary. Kevin Kisner had to go to that, too.
The cross-hand? I don't get that at all. Like,
I would quit.
Pitching the ball cross-handed, that's a wild headspace.
Oh, my God.
Scheffler's currently two up. He's on the course right now. Two up through eight against Davis Riley. He's going to hold there. I don't know, man. Like, these are the best players in the world. Match play's funky. Like, it's a tough tournament because you don't know who you're going to run into at any given time in terms of getting through to the quarters and beyond. So going back-to-back at this tournament, I think, is tough. But at the Masters, he's a clear-cut favorite. Clear-cut, the way he's playing. He went back-to-back at the Waste Management. Like, you get this guy, and of course he loves, he's going to show up. He was in contention final group at Bay Hill. He almost went back-to-back at Bay Hill at Arnie Palmer. So I'll go a little bit lower, 49%, just under the halfway mark. 49%. Scheffler goes back-to-back at either the match play or at the Masters. What else do we have, Jerry? Is that it? Okay.
That's it for Jerry.
All right, there you go. All right, I like it. That's a good way to close. Jerry bringing the heat. Maybe we get some Jerry's after dark in about an hour. We'll see. Darren Dreger in about 20 minutes on the Leafs lost last night. The Raptors are in action tonight. Some injury possibilities here. I don't think Barnes is going to play with the wrist injury, but Gary Trent is now questionable, and it looks like Precious Achiuwa is questionable for the game tonight.
Dude, it's always like three or four guys.
Constant, man. That's the nature of the NBA. Zion Williamson, again, like...
He's not going to play.
Like, he's 2 weeks away from possibly playing, but even his coach was like, we'll see. Like, the coach is basically
dude, you
like,
told
I'm
me
not
he
talking
was 2 weeks
it.
Away last month.
Exactly. It's constant. It's a perpetual existence of 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Paul George really got
Sprained
injured last
his knee.
Night. Yeah, that looked ugly. He's out for a few weeks. Yeah. LeBron, I don't think, is going to return until the playoffs if they make it. It's the nature of the NBA. It's constant. Like, KD's been out again. He rolled his ankle in warm-up. Like, it doesn't stop in the NBA. It's constant. So more on that into the next hour as well. Our best bets brought to you by FanDuel, still to come as well. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.